Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles V. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. Amen. And we're going to be talking about the easy gospel of the church. Amen. Amen. We're going to be talking about the easy gospel of the church. Our devotional scripture reading is coming from John chapter 15. Verse 20, and it reads as follows. Remember the word that I have said unto you, the servant is not greater than the Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we magnify you and we glorify your mighty words. Father, we just ask that you will continue, Father, to anoint, Father, the pathways, Father, that your word may be able, Father, to convict the hearts that desires the truth. Oh God, we just thank you for all that you have done and what you will do, Father. Oh God, we just pray that you will continue to be with us as our enemies pursue us and persecute us in your name. And amen. God bless you on this morning. Amen. We are, amen, and continue to be the preacher of the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not the only one that is preaching, amen, the gospel of God. In the form of truth, I believe there is others. Amen. But to me, it seems as though if the church, amen, have fell apart, amen. Reason being, I have heard and continue to hear this easy gospel of the church. Amen. Meaning that you come on and confess Christ, amen, and everything is going to be all right. Amen. Just walk down the aisle. Amen. And pray a little confession, amen, that the church had put together. Amen. Oh, God. And you're going to be all right. You don't have to do anything else. You're going to be all right. Well, I done heard this gospel for years. And this gospel is detrimental to the church, detrimental to the Christian, is detrimental to the world. Amen. Hallelujah. I recently heard a pastor on TV, amen, who was saying that God, basically what he was saying was that God don't want his children going through, amen, anything, amen, hallelujah. He didn't want his children, amen, amen, to be disciplined. He didn't want his children, amen, amen, to be punished in any way, amen. Oh, God, and once I started listening to this message, amen, I began to realize what he was preaching. Most of the church is preaching in the church today. Reason being, they trying to keep their members, amen. They trying to allow their members to be sweetened by the gospel of Christ, amen. And I have never heard, amen, amen, Jesus preach this gospel, amen. Hallelujah. Because Jesus was straightforward in what he said, amen. If you don't realize, then let's go to chapter 15 of St. John, starting at verse 18. The scripture said this, this is what Jesus was telling the disciples, pertaining to, amen, amen, the church of God. Amen. He said, if the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. Amen. Jesus uses some strong words here. Amen. He used the word hate. Amen. Saying that these certain people was going to hurt you, hate you. Amen. Well, God, it didn't say they was going to like you, because Jesus never said you were supposed to be the light. Well, God, preach the gospel, prick people hard, amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. He said they was going to hate you. He's talking about the world. They was going to hate you because you preach the gospel of Christ. Anything in his name was going to be hated. Oh, God, hallelujah. Strong words, amen. Verse 19 saying, if ye were the world would love his own. Amen. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Oh, God. He said the world hates you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He said, remember the word that I have said unto you, the servant is not greater than the Lord. Amen. Why did he say that? Amen. He said, some of you out there may think that because you got some kind of name as a preacher, that you're not going to go through nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. That you're not going to be hated like Christ was hated. Christ is telling you today and tomorrow and yesterday, amen, that the same thing happened to him, it's going to happen to you. But he said, if they have persecuted me, if they have persecuted me, amen, hallelujah, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also, oh God. Hallelujah. But all of these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. They will do them, amen, because Jesus' name's sake. Not because you think you so this or that you dress in these suits and you dress with these gold rings and all this stuff and you think you the Mr. It. They do it because of Jesus' name. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Because they know not him that sent me. Woo! Hallelujah. If I had not come and spoke unto them, they had not had sin. Amen. But now they have no cloth for their sin. They being exposed. He that hated me, my Father also, if I had not done among them the works which I had, which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father, oh God. Strong words, Jesus said. Oh, hallelujah. What makes them want to persecute you, church? Because they hate Jesus and they hate the Father. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I said they hate Jesus and they hate the Father. Amen. You don't think, amen, you're going to go through something and these people hate you? Amen. The world hates you. You do not think you're going to go through trials and tribulation preaching to a world that hate the name Jesus. Oh, God. Somebody need to read the Bible. Amen. Jesus said and told you that the world will hate you. They was going to persecute you. The word persecute you is dioko. Amen. It means to harass, trouble, molest one, to hunt down like a wild animal, to pursue in a hostile manner. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. To persecute someone, amen, for preaching truth, amen. And what is the truth about? That brings trials and tribulation. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going over to what Christ is going to do to you. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. The scripture said this, starting at verse 5 in chapter 12 of Hebrews. He said, ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of who? Rebuked of him, rebuked of your God, amen. He's correcting you. He's correcting your character and your behavior. Hallelujah. Should I get a witness here? He said, for whom the Lord loveth, oh God, hallelujah, from whom the Lord loveth. Can somebody say that with me? He said, for whom the Lord loveth. Amen. He's back saying back yonder in John 15 chapter, he said the world is going to hate you. Hate. Now he said the Lord loves you. Amen. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Oh God. Hallelujah. And scourgeth. Oh God. Every son, amen, that he receiveth, amen, that he accept. That word receiving is accept. You can't accept God. God accept you. Who is you? You're not God. Did you create this world? Did you create this moon? Did you create the sun? Did you create anything? No, God created it. God is allowing you and I to manage it. You ain't did nothing. Who are you today? You is nothing without God. You can't receive anything unless God allows you to receive it. You can't accept it. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God. God said he was going to chasten you. Amen. He was going to correct your behavior, and then he was going to scourge you. That word scourge, let's just look at this word for a minute. Amen. The preacher on the TV, amen, said that God didn't want his children to go through that. He didn't want his children to suffer like that, amen. Can I get a witness here? He must didn't read this scripture. He must didn't understand this scripture. Well, God, the Bible said that in this verse that Jesus, amen, was going to scourge his son. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I don't know what you think they did to Jesus, church. I don't know what you think they did to Jesus. The way they scourged the people back then, amen, they had these whips. And they put glass on the end of these whips, and they start whipping these people, amen. 30 times they say, save one, Paul said, amen. They save one just in case of a mistake, amen. Hallelujah. That they won't be persecuted. They save one. Paul was whipped. Can I get a witness here? Jesus was whipped. Jesus was whipped so bad they couldn't even recognize him. Can I get a witness? When them glass and that whip hit the body, it takes his flesh off, amen. That's what he's talking about, charging. He was hit with a whip like they tied a slave around a pole and they started whipping him till his skin come off, till all the skin was bare. That's a charging. Hallelujah. Meaning that God is going to whip you till you find out what is the truth. Did you understand who he is? That you ain't running this show. God is going to put you in your rightful place. Hallelujah. Yeah, they want you to hear, listen to this easy gospel. Oh, yeah, just come on down. God is going to bless you. God is going to give you all treasures of your heart. You listen to them. You listen to them. The more you listen to them, the more God gonna whoop you. The more God gonna scar you. Amen. Can I get a witness here? If you want to listen to them, church, you can go ahead and listen to them. Amen. But I know what the Word of God says. And you want to whip him, you continue to be deceived like you continue to be deceived. Can somebody read the Bible? Can somebody look up a word to find the word? Can somebody do something to listen to these broke down preachers? Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 6, he said, if ye endure chastening, there goes the word chastening again, hallelujah. Every time I hear the word chastening, amen, brother, I always think about a whooping. The reason why children get whoopings is because they done something wrong. Can I get a witness here? Amen. Parents just don't whoop people out of the blue. You got to be crazy to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. You get whooped because you're doing something wrong. What you think God's doing? Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? Who don't chasten their children? All children do wrong. Amen. Can I get a witness here? All men or women do wrong. Amen. Amen. We all need chastening. Amen. To get us back in line. Hallelujah. But if ye be without chastening, wherefore all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not son. The word bastard means you're a legitimate child, amen, meaning that you don't belong to God, amen. If you're not being disciplined, you don't belong to God. You belong to the devil. You belong to the enemy, the adversary, Beelzebub, the God. Hallelujah. You think you something because you got a little car. You think you something because you got a little house. That's not yours. God give it to you to manage. Hallelujah. You ain't got nothing. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I tell you, the church better straighten up. Amen. Hallelujah. Listening to these broke down preachers going to get us in worlds of trouble. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Jesus want to deal with us as sons, amen, hallelujah. But if we continue, church, to do what we have to do, amen, he's going to bring that whip out, amen. Well, you say, well, God don't want his children to suffer. I know that the preacher's saying that. God don't want their children to suffer. You're a liar. You're a liar. Oh, Lord, the preacher's a liar. You better set your mind the same way as Christ. Christ suffered. Amen. If you are a follower or a disciple, a learner of Christ, you're going to suffer just like he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Let me read my last scripture here so I can close. I'm coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 15. The scripture says this. Yeah, truth faileth, and he that depart from evil maketh himself a prey, And the Lord saw it, and it did please him that there was no judgment. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, it displeased him when judgment was not given. Amen. Oh, God, he said the truth faileth because they will not listen to truth. Amen. They didn't want to understand it nor accept it because they had to change their life, meaning that they had to stop smoking the dope. They had to stop fornicating. They had to stop going to the club. They had to stop doing all the mess they was doing. So that's why the truth fell, because they didn't want to listen to it. Hallelujah. They didn't want to listen to it because they didn't want to change their life. If they change their life and repent in the Lord, the Bible says they make it themselves a prey. The word prey means that you become food for the enemy. Hallelujah. The enemy start to attack you like you are food, a wild animal in the prey. Amen. The Bible says the devil is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah. That's what he's talking about. That lion is trying to look at you as food because you left the enemy. Hallelujah. And repented and want to do right. You no longer want to hang in that club. You no longer want to fornicate. You no longer want to listen to the false preachers. You no longer want to do the mess that you did when you was in the world. But now you see truth. Stop listening to this easy gospel of the church and listen to the truth, the one and only gospel that is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah.